I think that there needs to be a realization that it is becoming more and more important to have in the state of Israel a church that speaks Hebrew, the language of Jewish Israeli society, and thus can engage the Jewish partners in dialogue in their own language and answer the questions that are being asked, engage in the joint process of spiritual search that is being undertaken. And here we are living in very interesting times as Israeli society becomes more and more self-confident, less and less traumatized by the historic minority experience of the Jewish people, and therefore more engaged in a dialogue with Christian partners.
How long has the church in Jerusalem, in the Holy Land, been active with ministry to Hebrew-speaking Catholics, and how big is the community?
Our Hebrew-speaking Catholic church was founded shortly after the foundation of the State of Israel, officially erected as a pious association in the middle of the 1950s, so that we have some decades of history behind us, but we are certainly a very, very young church. The sacramental community today is very, very small. We are talking about somewhere between 400 to 500 people gathered in seven different communities, five of them Hebrew-speaking and two of them Russian-speaking, so that on the level of the administration of the sacraments, we're talking about a very small presence. But the work of the Hebrew-speaking church goes way beyond the sacramental communities. A second domain of very great importance for us is the fact that in the State of Israel today, due to the presence of hundreds of thousands of foreign workers, somewhere over 200,000 foreign workers, a large population of refugees for this small country, a few tens of thousands, we have today a situation in which Catholic children, who are not Israeli, but are living in Israel and are perfectly enculturated in Israeli, Jewish, Hebrew-speaking society, are being educated in very good Israeli, Hebrew-speaking Jewish schools and receiving almost no Christian education. Our little vicariate is very concerned about that and would like to contribute to the educational process of these children by offering them the possibility, at least, of receiving also an education within the church. So this is an enormous project for us. We are a very small, modest, poor on every level group of people, but we are trying to turn out textbooks. We are writing now catechetical textbooks in Hebrew. We are going into the foreign worker and refugee communities in order to organize activities with the children. And of course, all of this is done in Hebrew. Speaking Hebrew itself is a totally new experience for the church, a few decades old, as we live our Catholic lives in Hebrew. And the third domain that is very important for our vicariate is giving a voice to the church in Hebrew within Israeli Jewish society that, as I mentioned before, is becoming more and more open to the dialogue with Catholics, more and more interested in the history of the church, what the church teaches, and who is Jesus Christ. The rediscovery of Jesus as a Jew has, of course, an impact also on our Jewish brothers and sisters.
Now, earlier you said that many Jews are indeed curious about learning more about Christianity and what it's all about. How is Christianity and particularly Catholicism taught in schools in Israel?
Here, too, there is a growing openness. And recently I went through some of the textbooks that talk about Christianity. Most of the textbooks that talk about Christianity would be textbooks that are teaching history. And what I was very pleasantly surprised to discover is that the textbooks that have all been rewritten within the last decade have a much more positive tone than the textbooks of the past, specifically with regard to the figure of Jesus and the history of the early church. I have found that in the secular textbooks, I'm not now talking about the religious school textbooks, where there are still enormous problems of a certain teaching of contempt for Christians and Christianity and for the person of Jesus. I'm speaking about the textbooks that have been written for secular Israeli Jewish schools. These textbooks are increasingly respectful and interested in the early history of Christianity, and the teaching is done with a great amount of respect. We run into problems, of course, as the history of the church develops. And, of course, in this country, the Hebrew language educational system is very focused on the Jewish experience. Focused on the Jewish experience, then, of course, the center of attraction is the very difficult and often traumatic relations between the church and the Jewish people that get underway after Constantine, most particularly during the Middle Ages and the later history. There it becomes very much more problematic, as a Christian might feel very offended by the way that the church is presented in the Hebrew language textbooks that are written for Jewish school children. At the same time, of course, the church recognizes more and more by herself the problematic nature of that history. But there is still a lot of work to be done so that Jews become more and more aware that in Israel they constitute the majority, they are the dominant, powerful majority, and therefore it becomes very necessary from an educational point of view to inculcate respect for the minorities that are present within the state of Israel, including the Christian minority.